Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 7 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Public Declaration. Psalm 6, 9-10 reads, "The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment." Our text today is Joshua 10, verses 26-27. "And afterward, Joshua struck them and put them to death, and he hanged them on 5 trees, and they hung on the trees until evening. But at the time of the going down of the sun, Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees and threw them into the cave where they had hidden themselves. And they set large stones against the mouth of the cave, which remain to this very day." The dishonoring act of placing the warriors' feet on the king's necks was followed by the 5 kings being hanged publicly. The Bible speaks often about our enemies being put to shame. The following are just a few examples. Psalm 25, 2-3. "O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame." Psalm 35, verse 26. "Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me." Psalm 86, verse 17. "Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." As believers in Jesus Christ, we have God's encouragement to stand against the enemy, because God has the power to put our enemy to shame. God not only has the ability to protect his people, but we have his promises that he will bring justice to those who oppose his people. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 5-8 read, "This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted, as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus." Joshua hanged the 5 kings on trees in front of God's people to remind them of what would happen to every one of their enemies who opposed God. As I read this scripture for today's devotion, I couldn't help but see the similarity of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. Jesus was nailed to a tree publicly. For 6 hours one Friday, our Savior hung on the cross. For at least 3 hours, Christ hung there in total darkness. He was humiliated before the people so our sins could be forgiven. He is, and forever will be, the one true King. These 5 kings were hanged on trees for the crimes they had committed. Our King Jesus died on the cross for all the sins that we have committed. The 5 kings were guilty before God. Jesus was without sin. The 5 kings' death was an involuntary slaughter. Jesus' death was a voluntary sacrifice. The 5 kings were thrown into a cave and would remain there forever. Jesus was placed in a borrowed tomb and arose again 3 days later. 5 kings died to remind us of what happens to those who oppose God. Jesus' death and resurrection remind everyone that this is not all of life that there is. The 5 kings had stones over their cave that remain there today. For our King Jesus, the stone has been rolled away. For those of us who belong to Jesus, we have resurrection power. Consider these questions. How does the permanent entombment of the 5 kings lead you to hope in our King who overcame the grave. What sins need to be destroyed in your life so that you will not be put to shame? What do the following verses mean to you in your battle against the enemy? Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." Psalm 37:39-40, "The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him." Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the truth of your resurrection. Thank you for the resurrection power that lives in us. May it be at work in us, doing your will in miraculous ways today. In Christ's name, amen.